Welcome to another episode of Explore Škoda podcast. Today we are going to be talking about acoustics. For this reason, Jaromír Žák, acoustic expert, will be here and I'm going to ask him some questions. So let's do it. So, and here is my guest, Jaromír Žák. Hi, Jaromír.
Hi.
Hi, nice to meet you. Thank you for having time for us. So, Jaromír, you are an acoustic expert, right?
Yes.
What's your job, please? Tell me a definition of your job, if you can.
I work on the acoustic department. We are dealing with the car acoustic, vehicle acoustic. It means exterior noise, everything that goes outside the vehicle, and it's interior noise and interior vibrations.
And how is acoustics important during the process of making car?
Exterior noise is important because of the health of people living around the streets in the cities. Interior acoustic is important because of the comfort of the driver and other people in the car.
And please tell me, because I'm amateur, absolutely, how is the whole process of measuring the sound and the noises of acoustic? Do you have any special tunnels, or do you do it on the roads, or how do you do it?
Yeah, we have our test tracks. Here, one in Uhelnice. Then we have acoustic chambers in technical development here in Mladá Boleslav.
Okay.
We are in acoustic chambers. We put car in it and we are dealing with interior noise and interior vibrations. Outside, we are dealing also with interior noise and vibrations and also with exterior noise. That's the noise that is homologated. It has its own legislation.
Okay. And so, is it true that you have to be at the car making moment from the very start, right? So, the guys from your department are seeing the car prototypes are the very first one who's seeing the car?
Yes, we are working from the first prototype with the measuring outside and also inside. Because if we want to change something on the car, we need to start with the concepts.
Okay. How the process of measuring the noises works, actually? How you do it? You are sitting in a car and you're just telling, oh, that's a bit noisy, or how does it work?
Yeah, we have two views on the noise and vibrations. One is subjectively, we sit in the car and tell what is disturbing us. And the other one is objectively, we are measuring. We are measuring using microphones. We are measuring using accelerometers, the vibrations. And also sometimes we use acoustic heads. Head that has its own microphones in the ears. With that equipment, we measure realistically what people can hear.
So basically it's a figure and you put it in a seat and it looks like a head and it's measuring noise, right?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, I just wanted to imagine it. Early today you've told me about something that was called psychoacoustic. Could you tell me what this is?
Yes, that's a discipline that's dealing with not the level of the noise and vibrations. It's dealing with how I feel it in the car. It doesn't mean if something is noisy, it's disturbing me more.
So basically it's how different persons react on which noise.
Yes.
Okay. What everything is important by measuring acoustics, or what's involving acoustics? Is it the road quality, the weather?
Yeah, it's everything you can hear in the car. So it starts from the engine. If we have combustion engine, it's combustion engine exhaust. If you have electrical car, it's the electrical power system. It's roads and aeroacoustics, also the wind that is blowing around the car.
What are the perfect conditions for measuring acoustics?
The perfect weather. Also sunny and dry. But we are dealing with all weather conditions because we want to make sure that the people that purchases our car have the best car for all conditions.
Okay, understand. What role does the road quality play in that?
The crucial one. Because in the electrical cars, all you hear or mainly what mm-hmm. you hear, is aeroacoustic, the wind blowing around the car, and also the contact of the tire and the road surface.
Mm-hmm.
Also with exterior noise, in the electrical cars, almost all you hear is contact of the tire and mm-hmm. the road surface. You can hear it in the cities, especially when you have the blocks on the mm-hmm. road and the nice new asphalt. You can hear the difference.
That makes a difference, right? That's right. Jaromir, tell me, how about the differences between a combustible car and an electric one?
Main difference you said already, because mm-hmm. it's the combustion engine.
Ah, okay.
That's not here in mm. this car. You don't have combustion engine, you don't have exhaust, and it's sometimes easier
mm-hmm.
to measure the electric cars, but sometimes not, because in the electric cars you hear more the noises that comes from aeroacoustics mm-hmm. and from the tires.
I understand. And once I've heard something like that, the electric cars has to make some noise in small speeds so the people can hear them, because actually they are very quiet. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true. It's also according to legislation, because of the pedestrians and also blind people
mm-hmm.
that cannot see the mm-hmm. incoming car, so everyone could hear the car, because below 30 kilometers per hour the tire noise is not emitted by mm-hmm. the vehicle. So we have a kind of speaker
mm-hmm.
that makes this noise according to legislation, so people could hear that the car is coming.
Okay, well, that makes sense actually. If we forget about the engine, what is the noisiest part on a car?
The tires.
Mm-hmm.
Because the tire is almost the only source in the lower speed.
Okay.
So the tires.
Okay, understand. And Jaromir, at the start you said interior and exterior acoustics. You are responsible for exterior, right?
Yes.
That means you are keeping the car silent, you and your team.
Yes, okay. We are trying to.
Mm-hmm. And is there any special way you are training your ears, your hearings for this job?
No, not special way, just the repetitive hearing of the same thing.
Mm-hmm. So the practice makes the master.
Yes, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
For example, when we are going to some trip with my family, I hear noises, for example, the incoming car at the first.
Okay.
And they don't know why I'm telling them that.
Okay, nice job skill.
Definitely.
Okay, how long are you actually working in Škoda Auto?
14 years.
14 years, well, how does the process of measuring changed during these 14 years? Because yeah. there must be some changes in 14 years, right?
Yeah, there were many changes because of the legislation
mm-hmm.
that has changed. Now is the stricter way, and also the legislation for electrical cars,
mm.
because that's something that is new. And we have to make sure that the car fulfills all the legislation we have.
Okay, so actually your job is all the time challenging. Always something new, right?
Yes, sometimes difficult, but always new and really nice.
Well, okay, Jaromir, it was quite interesting interview, actually. Thank you very much and good luck in your job. And well, hopefully see you next time. Thanks,
okay.
Jaromir.
Thank you.
Bye. That's all. I hope you heard us well and see you in the next episode. Don't forget to drill, watch, like, follow. I'll be very pleased and see you next time.